This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We have hit a level of urgency.
What?
With this guy, meaning you, that I did not think was possible. And let me just set the scene very quickly here. So we're in studio. We're talking about a lot of different things, kids, life, like we always do. And the TV in our studio is on SNY.
Yeah.
And that's generally how I fall asleep. I've told you, Tadzio was great last night, by the way. He's very honest, very raw, but he was very good. Very good. And I'll watch Sports Night because, you know, like, Yes doesn't do that with the, they just do Yankee stuff. So you get the Yankees, you get the Mets, you get everything. Jets, Giants, and St. John's. I love Sports Night. So I generally fall asleep to you guys. So I have you on last night after the Mets game, and I didn't notice this.
Right.
And then I'm watching in studio now, and I'm like, hold on a second. So, all right, whether it's Salutations or whatever other segment they created for you, you're in your home, and I see the Emmy, I see a bunch of starting lineup figurines or figures, whatever you call them, books and some other stuff. And there was something that used to be there that is no longer visibly in the shot that you put out there for public consumption. Sal, think of Sal has taken down his Soto Fathead. It's gone.
I'm upset.
Where the hell is it, dude?
When I walked in there last night to do that hit for Sports Night, I was like, it's because it was a prominent,
it's a big
it was a prominent
one.
Spot right behind my shoulder. If you watched the show on TV, you would see it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't any longer. Like, to me, that was like having fun. Soto, my guy. I can no longer look at this right now. I kept the Soto bobblehead up and some other stuff there, but the fathead thing that was kind of sticking out like a sore thumb.
Oh, that was the biggest thing on the set.
I took that away from the set. What? I didn't throw it out. It's just sitting on my desk right now, but I can't, dude. I told you.
What will have to happen to get Mr. Fathead back into the big graces, the good graces here, Sal? When do we say, if you win 2 out of 3 this weekend, is it back up Sunday night?
No.
Ooh.
No, although I do think that they need that minimum. Like, you know, I've been...
you think they got to win a few games?
You know, I was going to say, you know how I've been positive. I really haven't been positive. I hate even the word where people, like, I talk about this with producers or SNY, whatever it may be. Oh, you're optimistic. And I'm like, no. I'm not optimistic. Like, if you're realistic for a second... They still, with all this trash that they've been putting out there for months, they still have a playoff spot, a playoff lead by a game and a half over two teams who I don't think are particularly good. However, like, you'd be a fool to ignore what's right in front of your face, and then last night was even worse than a normal loss. If they don't win 2 out of 3 this weekend, like, I don't want to hear about it with the pitching matchups with DeGrom. DeGrom's a 5-inning pitcher. Like, if you can't hit him, get lost. They're at home. 15 games to go. The Rangers are on some world beaters. This isn't the Phillies. It's not that environment. They've been better at home. Go win 2 out of 3. If they don't do that, then I don't think that there's any... And by the way, that if they lose 2 out of 3, it might find them on the outside looking in. Like, you don't know how it's going to work out with the standings-wise. Minimum for me, 2 out of 3. As for the Soto Fathead, that only comes back now when they get to the postseason. That's it. Clinch the playoff spot. I'm not bringing that back up.
What if they limp in and they get there and they don't play well?
As long as they get there.
As long as they get in, no matter what?
As long as they get there, I'm putting the Soto
Even if
back
like, up. Like they backdoor, like they got to win the... Like
just,
they,
get
they,
th- just get there.
No point, matter what.
Yeah, because I think getting there... Now, by the way, it won't, to me, getting to the postseason won't, to me, take away from what I believe to be the bigger picture issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just choose to want to evaluate that after to see what really happens. But bare minimum, they got to get there. Otherwise, it would be disaster. So just get in, and then we could figure it out. And avoid total disaster and embarrassment. Get in. Once they do that, that's...
All right, one more thing here, so we'll get to the calls, okay?
So fat.
Well, you have a lot of sides to you. I think as many of us have found out. There's combative Sal. Yeah. There's funny Sal. There's angry Sal.
Right.
There's antagonistic Sal. I heard a little bit of a different side to you last night. And that almost seemed to be a combination of resigned Sal and realistic Sal. That was the first time where you leaned into, like, we got problems here.
I was very bothered coming off that game. You're talking about what I said on Sports Night. Yeah, well, the question that Chelsea asked me was like, oh, were you surprised the Mets are 11 games out of the division? I'm like, surprised? No. I mean, look, they're lucky that they're in a playoff spot right now. Like, it's more surprising that overall. That, to me, though, is acknowledging the reality, the current reality, while also acknowledging that the other teams chasing them aren't very good. And that's been my primary argument all along. Like, I still fundamentally believe the Mets, at bare minimum, at their worst, which is never acceptable, a team at their worst, never acceptable, at their worst, they still should be a playoff team. There's no excuse for me. I don't want to hear it.
I agree.
So that's where I'm at. Now, they're getting closer and closer and really, really pushing the limits here.
Uh-huh.
Like, dude, they lose a couple more. Like,
well, we can come in here Monday. They could be looking up. They could be out.
But they've lost six in a row down the stretch of a playoff race. Like, that does not correlate to me. It doesn't make any sense. If that goes to 9 or 10, like, it just can't happen. A week ago or 2 weeks ago even, we were talking about how they were getting hot at the right time. The bats were taking off. They were hitting well. Soto's talking about, hey, we're getting hot at the right time. Just get
one. Is that what September. He said? Bananas? They're going to start scoring runs and bananas and bunches, something like that, right?
Exactly.
I think that's what he said.
The offense in August was great, even though the record wasn't. But then they started to play better. They swept the Phillies. This same Phillies team that now they can't beat, they swept them.
It's not the same team. This Phillies team that you lost 4-2 is worse. No Trey Turner.
Yeah, really. That's exactly
and,
right.
And Alec Baum.
So make sense, whatever. Think about it. Going into that series, I said the division was over. Then they won 3 straight, and everyone's like, oh, his division's still over? Yeah. Like, it is. I didn't think that even with the sweep, and then look what's happened since then. So, it could change the feel right now. The momentum is saying that the Mets are a dead team walking.
Mm-hmm.
That can change with one win tonight.
Yes.
And then a follow-up win tomorrow.
I agree.
Or 2 out of 3, whatever it is this week.
Or it could get even worse and more dispiriting if DeGrom comes out and strikes out 11 guys over 7 2/3, and the Mets score 1 or 2 runs, and the Rangers, you know,
hey,
it can go either way. I mean, really, you know that, obviously.
And if Lindor's not going to give this team a kick in the ass.
Oh, my God.
And the manager's reluctant to do it.
Huh?
I know about 47,000-ish people that aren't going to be afraid to give the team the kick in the ass.
That's a good point. Met fans are going to hear it. They are going to get booed, not right away. If this resembles anything what we've seen the last couple of days in Philly, Mets are going to hear it, and they should.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be a packed house this weekend.
Yeah, of course. I would think so.
DeGrom Tong tonight, Friday night.
You got
good
the kids
weather.
Going. He'll save you season. They already have.
Alumni day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it has to be the weekend, Sal. It's got to be the weekend.
Well, that's my point. Again, I hate to use positive, but all my realistic belief in this team will go away if they don't get it done this weekend. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We got to get to the football. We will do that coming up. Let's get some more calls in here on the Mets. Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Brad. What's up?
I would love you guys to humor me.
Oh, I think we lost you.
What is the Mets record? What is the Mets record going to be?
I'm going to say 83.
Realistically.
83 wins.
So 15 left.
84. No. I don't know. I think I want to go lower almost.
15 Jeez. Left. They have 76 wins. But okay, you have 15. Another point there, Brad, or you want us to do this with you off the air? Because it's going to take a little bit longer.
Yep.
Well, no. The other point that I had to make is as I'm watching Mendoza last night, when they asked him this question, they said, oh, is a team meeting needed? And he says, oh, we're going to keep that in-house. Listen, that's good and all, but it shows that they're not willing to address that. It shows this team has no fight. Yesterday, scoring 4 runs in that first inning and then basically looking lifeless in every at-bat the rest of the game, you know me. You've heard me. I've been as angry as I could be. I've been as happy as I could be with this team. I would say I'm using a word that you used before, BT. Mm-hmm. I'm resigned to whatever occurs the rest of the year.
Wow.
And I will say this before you hang up. What would have happened if our pitching staff was like it was after June 13th? We would have been the worst team in baseball. Thank you, and please answer my question.
That's a deep mathematical extrapolation, but you're not wrong. But it also didn't happen, so you got to be fair. But what he's saying is, if the Mets played from opening day the way they've played the last since June 13th with a less than 40% winning percentage, they would be on pace for 115 losses. That's a mathematical fact.
I thought he was saying that where would they be without the three pitchers, the three rookies?
Oh, I thought he was saying something different. They'd probably be looking up at the Giants and the Reds at this point if those three players didn't come up.
Those guys have stabilized. I mean, think about it. Prior to the six-game losing streak, it was not that bad. It wasn't great. I told you this, I think, the other day. 22 games. No, it was in the midst when they lost four in a row. And of the last 20, whatever it was, they were 12-11. So I guess 23 games, something like that.
Yep.
So they're around a .500 team. Is that good? No, but it's not end of the world. Literally a week ago, nobody was saying the Mets are going to miss the playoffs. They had a four-game lead.
Yep.
So how quickly things can change when you lose six damn games in a row. That's the issue. They've lost six in a row. They've got to stop the bleeding. Once they stop the bleeding, things should be stabilized to a point where, okay, they're still not good, but at the very least, they should be in the playoffs and take their chances. That's been my whole argument the last month or so.
I don't think that's unfair.
Okay, so now for...
Because Manaea is not starting a playoff game. And you give it, not to get back into that,
no,
but you're going to give it to guys who are more capable is my point.
100%. They've got to then reset everything.
Yeah.
Deep breath. Okay, now we're in the playoffs. Here's what we're going to do. How are you going to piggyback guys, whatever it may be?
Yeah.
And even then, I still could certainly understand you have no faith in them. But who knows come postseason? All right, 15 games to go.
I've already done my math.
76 wins. Go ahead, give us a
word. You want me to do it quick?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the Mets are going to go 8-7 over the next 15, finish with 84. That's the number I'm at right now.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that too. I just did very quickly, 2 out of 3 against the Rangers, 2 out of 3 against the Padres, 2 out of 3 against the Nats, minimum. Did I give them then 1 against the 2, 4, 6, 7? Yeah, 1 against the... Even if they went... Like, that's not good, by the way. 8-7 is not good when you think about it. At home, they get 9 games in a row at home. Minimum should be 2 out of 3 against Texas. The Padres themselves are crumbling. Like, really what should happen is the Mets should sweep... Take 2 out of 3 from Texas, sweep the Padres, get themselves back in the second wild card conversation.
Yeah.
They sweep the Nationals. Like, they should go on a heater here at home.
Well, but think about this. This will tell you how far they've fallen here. So, I think they'll go 8-7. But let's say they completely flip it starting tonight. And they rip off 11 out of 15 wins. Just say.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. Just say they do, right? You add it up, that's an 87-win season.
Yeah.
That's 2 less than a year ago. And that's if they win 11 of 15 to finish the season.
Right, which is probably not going to happen. There's no reason to believe, based off of what we've seen the last several months, that that's going to happen. Let's just cut it down into 2 sections here. Chop it up. 9 games at home. Rangers, Padres, Washington. That's it at home for the remainder of the regular season.
Yep.
Of those 9, what do you think they do?
They played very well at home this year, so I want to be fair to everything that's happened. Rangers, Padres, and Nationals, correct?
Yes.
And that's 3-3-3 conventional 9 games?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what would you say, like, acceptable bare minimum?
Acceptable bare minimum? Oh, boy. I'm thinking 5-4. That's a low bar, dude.
Get him in, because then you get 3 in Chicago, 3 in Miami. So, like, I have 7-2. Ideally, it should be 7-2. And worst case, 6-3. Like, at least 6-3 gets you in the conversation for, all right, even if you lose a series to Chicago or Miami, who's for whatever reason had their number, you still should be able to, just don't get swept, and you still should be able to get in.
Yeah, I think 6-3 would put you guys in a pretty safe space. I don't see the evidence for me to say. So maybe I should have attacked it differently. Like, I don't think they're going to go 6-3 necessarily. That's kind of why I was thinking more 5-4. It could be 4-5. Like, I don't think they're going to play well tonight. I think DeGrom's going to tie him up in knots.
Yeah, for what? His 4 or 5 innings? I mean, he's a 5-inning pitcher.
I understand
I'm not worried
that,
about
but so are the Mets pitchers. At least he's going to put up zeros.
I know, but all we hear about is DeGrom. He's not the same pitcher that he was with the Mets. Man, he didn't give you great length then anyway, but he was at least dominant for his 5-6 innings. Now, he's not even dominant. It's sometimes great, sometimes not. So, I'm not worried about I'm worried about everything else. I'm worried about the Mets star. I'm worried about Tong tonight. Potentially having a little mishap.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. What a pressure cooker this poor kid's in.
Wow. I'm worried about the lineup. I'm worried about the bullpen. Like, I have all other concerns. I'm not worried about Jacob DeGrom. Look, if the Mets don't go minimum 6-3, then I think they're toast. They've got to get fat here to a certain degree at home.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no reason. They've been horrible on the road. The Cubs are good. The Marlins have had their number historically.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trust the Mets in a pressurized final weekend of the year in Miami.
Well, I don't know why you would. Marlins just beat them 3-4. And that's the pressure. You think there's pressure now. Forget about what it will feel like in that situation. But you can't forget, too, because you've said a few times, and I didn't even really realize this until you said this the other day. All right, so they're up now. It's a game and a half on the Giants. And the Giants do not have the tiebreaker over the Mets. So that's really like 2.5. But the Reds, and I know the Reds aren't that good. The Reds do have the tiebreaker over the Mets.
Right.
So that could offset what the Giants have, just so everybody knows the math behind
it. The other piece that is, like I said, is still the Padres. Now, it is a 4-game deficit there for the
Mets. They're playing terribly, Padres.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Like, they won yesterday, so all right, so whatever, they gained that game. But to me, they're still playing poorly enough, and the Mets have them head-to-head. It's the one opponent that remains head-to-head. If the Mets swept them at home, which shouldn't be unrealistic at home, then all of a sudden that can change the tenor of the wild card. Like, you could have a spot where the Giants or Reds get in, and mm-hmm. maybe it's at the expense of the Padres as opposed to the Mets.
True.
Matt is in Middletown. What's up, Matt?
Maddie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
How are you, Matt?
What's up, Matty?
I'm good. Listen, guys, unfortunately, I'm a diehard Met fan, so I have two takes. One, Sal, in 2019 through, like, 21, I really wanted the Mets to get JT Realmuto from the Marlins, and I wanted them to sign Schwarber to what to me seemed like a no-brainer, 2-year, 20 mil contract. And my hot take is I think if we had those two guys on the 22 roster, I think we win the chip. And then I agree with BT. My second take is I agree with BT that the Mets, I mean, they perform when there's no expectation, and then they crack under pressure.
Right. So, and thank you for the call. So now there's going to be the expectation now from the majority of people is that the Mets are going to blow this. I think that's the majority of
I'm still not there yet totally,
okay,
by the
but don't
way.
You think,
I'm not
don't,
totally there.
Don't
yes,
you think
most
the majority?
People are, yes.
The majority feels like,
yeah.
I mean, clearly they're playing like, and the momentum says they're going to blow it. They'd have to stop that momentum like they've done other times before this season and change everybody's feel. And to me, it has to happen like tonight or this weekend. But the majority of people, I think, expect the Mets to blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Will that change the way that they play in the field. We'll see the energy tonight. You'll know right away.
The one thing about being at home when you're not playing well is that you can feel that heaviness and you can feel that angst in the stands. Like that, as much as it's like uplifting and, you know, Queens on fire, Bronx on fire, 45,000 Friday night looped up, ready to get nuts. All right, here we go, save the season. And that very well might work if, like, you know, the Mets put up a three spot early and they get to DeGrom, whatever, they show some signs like they did last night, only they finished the job. But it has the adverse effect when you're back home and the fan base, which has been great this year, and always is great. Met fans are great, but they're just showing up big time this year. When they try to lift you up and you don't, from a team perspective, give the fans anything to cheer about, well, now the fans go from trying to lift you up to trying to bury you because they're just pissed off.
Yeah, and maybe...
And that's a different energy. You can feel that at home.
But maybe that's what they need, a little kick in the rear end. Maybe that'll wake them up. Who the hell knows with this team? I give up.
He is one incredibly rare combination of unpredictability, intelligence, wit, humor, athletic greatness. He is just out of his mind, Tyson.
Yeah, I know, man. Think about his life and career. Like, wild when you think about it. Where he was, obviously, as a young kid coming up, being that boxer. His boxing career is one thing. His personal stuff and the way he's evolved. All the character that he became, acknowledging. Like, this was the baddest man on the planet at one point. And then he's now, like, in his feelings and emotional and open about certain things. Like, there's a lot to dive into Mike Tyson. Fascinating individual.
And he does have fast hands. Like, you see him training and stuff. Like, I think he would hit me 15 times before I got my hands up.
So, wait a second.
Before I got my hands up?
Is he actually fighting Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
He is. No, this is what we're giving away. This is him getting on stage and telling stories and basically being Mike Tyson.
He's done that before. We had a Broadway show, if I'm not mistaken.
Some work before where he's done some stuff on stage, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember if I saw it or
I've seen clips.
It might have been aired. I don't know if I went to the show on Broadway or it was aired somewhere that I saw it, but I feel like I did watch whatever it was called back then. It was very good. He did a great job.
He's a good storyteller. On stage, his life's an open book. He was even telling, I guess Gio met him in Pittsburgh. I guess he was there in Pittsburgh when Greg was working out there. And Greg was telling a story about when Mike was there. And Mike's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. He's like, that's your perspective. He's like, now imagine my perspective. I was high as a kite, man. I was out of my mind, bro. I'm like, it's just Mike. You just never know where he's going.
Oh, my God. BT and Sal, the fan. All right, so we'll get back to the calls here on the Mets. Obviously, that's dominated the talk today. The Mets in the midst of a collapse yet again. Hard to believe. But reason for optimism as far as New York sports go, BT. A new week. Maybe the Jets and Giants can finally get on the board. And I do think it's imperative. I don't think it is from a Jets perspective. We can get into them in a little bit. I think it's imperative the Giants win this game for many different reasons. They're playing the Cowboys. It should be a winnable game. Cowboys aren't dominant. Tough that it's a road game, another division road game. But if the Giants can't win, matter of fact, if they have a bad first half, you know what the feel is going to be. It's going to be all about Jackson Dart. And it feels like it's inevitable that Dart's going to take over at some point soon. But at least a win could maybe calm that down and see if they could get their season on track.
Okay, so to me, two very different things with both of these teams. Very quickly on the Jets, to me, what I want to see is, I want to first see, what I'm looking for more than anything, you know, aside from a win, is I want to see more from the defense. Like, now you'll learn a little bit more about adjustments and how they get in the lab and what they correct. And the second quarterback, was a mess last week. They missed some tackles. They've got to be a little bit better on defense. We'll see if they can be. They usually play very well against Josh Allen. That's what I'm looking for from the Jets' perspective. And then, obviously, if you see another good game from Justin Fields, that's just more fuel to get behind. All right, he's in his mid-20s. Maybe he's going to be the guy. From a Giants' perspective, you say must win. I don't think it's a must win, but I'm going to play on words here. It's a must play well game. There is no way, Sal, that we can come in here, and I mean, we very well might, so I shouldn't say no way, but we can't come in here Monday and the Giants are a disorganized, dysfunctional slop fest again, especially on offense. Defense was pretty good against the Commanders. This can't happen. The Dallas Cowboys defense is it's probably going to be average at best, you know, 15, 18, 14, 17, somewhere in that neighborhood. And the offense is going to have to carry the mail for the Cowboys. So the Giants defense is their strength. I actually think it's going to be a fairly competitive game. I think Russell Wilson is going to look a lot better than he did last week. But is Thomas playing? And if he doesn't, you know, what happens? If he does, can he finish the game? If he does he play next week? But the reason I say it's got to be a must-play-well game, if it's ugly, we're going to start having conversations about Brian Daboll not finishing the season.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my point. It's not a must-win as far as the season goes. I don't think the Giants going to have much of a chance. Like, but if they don't win this season, if they don't win this week, and you're staring at the Chiefs, I don't care if the game's at home or not, it's the Chiefs in week three, you're 0-2. It's going to be all about... It was always going to be a tale of two different seasons. The plan that was in place with Daboll year four, Russell Wilson, veteran quarterback, and that offense, and the great defense that they talked about, great defense, all these star players. That's one season. The other season is Jackson Dart and what he can do. Season one, if they don't win this game in week two, I don't know how you can make a case for that to continue. Even if you push and say Russell Wilson's going to start week three, like they're probably not going to beat the Chiefs, and their season at 0-3 is essentially over. And then it's just all about, well, at what point? And Boldy said it with us this week, like he'd go to Jackson Dart now. So what are we waiting for? So then you could put to bed the hopes of a playoff run and all that stuff with the veteran quarterback, and just say, okay, now it's about, can you develop Jackson Dart? Now maybe that could turn into winning games, and then they could make their way to fight for a postseason spot. Who knows? But it's about, for now, it's still about the veteran quarterback trying to play competitive, respectable, winning football. If they can't do that against the Cowboys, I like, at what point do you believe that they can?
I'm not even sure I believe that now.
I know.
I mean, Sal, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a week-to-week evaluation, and every press, now we won't necessarily air it every single Monday like we did the other day because we wanted to see what he was going to say about Dart and Whistle and Wilson, but it's going to be a week-to-week evaluation of the Giants' offense and the quarterback spot. That's what Dable's going to be facing. It's not going to be comfortable. You know, it's going to get old after a while until the move is eventually made. But again, I do think the Giants' offense will look much better this week, but what I don't know... Like, what's their identity going to be? And they've got to, and this is like, you know, it's just basic stuff here, but you've got to call better plays, dude. Like, you cannot come out and be basically on the goal line and look to pass the football all the time. It's an embarrassment. Like, there's not an ounce of physicality. Where's the commitment? Now, the Jets are taking it in a very different, deep direction where they're looking to run a ton. I'm not saying you need to do that for the Giants because Neighbors is a superstar, but you've got to at least understand the basic requirements of football, dude. When you're 3 feet, 6 feet away from the goal line, you can't drop back and pass it 3-4 times in a row.
Yeah, that's not
It's embarrassing.
Not
so they got to figure out. So they've got to figure out their identity before they even think about winning games.
WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Anthony's in Garden City. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal, BT. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning, Ant.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
So I wanted to call a couple weeks ago. I haven't had a chance to, but I figured if I could get Sal in a good mood for a quick second. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. A couple of weeks back, I was at WrestleMania, and I was actually walking around outside the stadium over there at MetLife.
At SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. And I walked around the stadium, and I heard a familiar voice as I was passing, and you were on the phone, and I turned around, and I was like, hey, Sal. So my brother goes to me, he goes, who's that? And I was like, that's Sal. I was like, that's BT and Sal, my guys. I was like, I know that from that voice anywhere. I was like, so it just made my day. And I was like, those are the guys right there. I was like, I just wanted to let you guys know. I was like,
that's awesome.
You do the best for radio, and just hearing your voice, my brother-in-law was like, he's like, you're crazy. I hear these voices, and you know. I was like, they're my afternoon drive, these guys.
We appreciate you listening, Anthony.
Hopefully that helps boost you a little bit.
And too bad he wasn't dressed up as Doink. Then he could have met Sal and a wrestler at SummerSlam. That would have been good.
I didn't want to bother him. He was on the phone, and I don't want to be disrespectful. Yeah.
No, awesome, you're good. Dude. Oh, and I don't know what happened. You got cut off there. But thank you for the...
That's a nice call. So yeah, I feel better about the Mets now?
No, I don't feel better about the Mets. Ant was a nice guy. I will say that you heard him say, like, oh, I didn't want to bother you. Sometimes that happens, and like, you're not bothering me at all.
Yeah.
Come up, say hello. If you feel like you want to do it, sometimes I'm like, who the hell am I? Like, I don't care. But if you want to come up and say hello, talk some sports, take a picture, whatever,
it
doesn't matter to me. So, yeah, I remember I was on the phone probably with my wife. She's aggravating me for something. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the middle. I'd welcome you. Come interrupt it, Ant. I have to tell my wife, I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Ant. Might have been actually Mitchell in Fort Lee trying to figure out where the hell they were because I'm walking around the stadium to beat him and Hoff. But nice guy, and yes, said a big fan of the show. So we appreciate that very much.
Always do.
It puts me in a good mood until I start thinking about the Mets. They've been a disaster. Gus is in Mamaroneck. What's up, Gus?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, it's a pleasure to always talk to you guys. You know, if the Mets showed any as much passion as you guys show towards your show, they'd be winning right now. And the sad part is, I have a question to ask, but before you hang up, let me ask that question, okay? First, I want to make a point that the leadership is really the problem that I see with this team. There's no fight in this team as to what's happening. And, you know, the 86 Mets, I mean, listen, I've been a Mets fan since 62, so I know what losing is all about. Thank God Green Bay won last night, by the way. But anyway, as far as the Mets go, would they be the first team in history if going from 22 games over 500 to hopefully not finishing under 500 this year? I mean,
I'm going to do a little research. I'm morbidly curious myself, and thanks for the call there, Gus. I'm going to do a little research.
That was the question,
here.
Right, Gus? That was your question that you wanted?
Yeah, that was my question, yeah. Sal, yes.
Okay, yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Baseball's been around a long time. I'd have to say somebody else stumbled after a good start.
And let me just look at the standings.
What are you typing in here?
No, I'm just trying to get there. I'm not going to be able to find that. Hoff, can you check that out? If the Mets would be the first team ever to have, what was it, 22 games over 500? Ask AI and see what it comes back
there.
That's what
I'm doing.
But, dude, for them to finish under 500 at this point, like, they would really have to bleed out. There's still five games over with 15 to play.
The fact that I'm even typing this in tells us where we are.
They
biggest
would have to,
MLB so they, regular they, season collapse.
They'd have to go 4-11 over the final 15 games to finish. Yes. Yeah, they'd have to go 4-11.
Okay, here we go.
Like, if they did that, legit. Yeah, go ahead.
Got a little something for you here.
Yeah.
The 51 Brooklyn Dodgers and the 78 Red Sox.
Yeah.
Often cited as the biggest MLB regular season collapses after monumental late season meltdowns. Dodgers blew a 13.5 game lead in August. The Red Sox were 14 in July. Both lost their divisions. I'm looking for specific records. Let's see. Dodgers had a commanding lead on August 11th. They were 13.5 up on the Giants. They lost that. The 17.5 game reversal by the Red Sox, the massacre with the Yankees, that was considered a colossal collapse. The 1914 Braves, the 2007 Padres, one game lead over the Rockies. Oh, that's nothing. 2011 Red Sox, a very large lead was lost in September. This is just a 99% odds. Like, AI is weird, so it didn't give me exactly what I wanted. Listen, I would strongly guess that baseball was around in the 1800s. Somebody had to have a better record at the point that the Mets did.
Like 22 games over.
You had to. Okay. Baseball's been going over 150 years.
All right. We don't know exactly. Take a while to research that, whatever. They can miss the playoffs but still be a 500 team. If they didn't finish 500, they have 76 wins. There's 15 games to go. Literally, if they went 4-11, that would be the only way. If they went 5-10... over the final 15, they'd still be a 500 team.
5-10, which I don't think they'll do. Over the now they've lost six straight.
Yeah,
so that would equate to 11.
The six straight has really made everything look bad. Obviously, it's six in a row. Prior to that, it was not this bad.
No, I know. If they, why is my brain not functioning all of a sudden?
Yeah.
If they've lost six straight, maybe because you're not good at math, dope. Mm-hmm. They've lost six straight. If they go 5-10 the rest of the way, that would be a 5-16 finish. Could you imagine?
Yeah, even that's brutal.
Not brutal. That's ghastly. 5-16. That's not. I don't think that's happening.
Come on. And by
but
the way,
you never know.
By the way, who cares? Like if they win 83 games, which is over 500, and they don't make the playoffs, not good enough.
No,
like,
there's no way that's good enough. People got to get fired.
Good God,
people got to get fired.
And I would bet that they will. Like this, it just can't happen. Pavel is calling from Mamaroneck. What's up, Pavel? Pavel. All right, he's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app.
available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
There, Billy is in Albany. What's up, Billy?
What up, Billy?
What's up, guys?
Ooh.
So, I got two quick things and I'll hang up. I still think the Yankees can catch the Blue Jays.
Sure.
If the bullpen can get it together. And number two, I have to say this. You know, watching the clubhouse and the Yankees in the meeting, I really didn't care for that just because what he's done in the past. I just have to say that. I just didn't care.
Talking about what?
The fall. When they did the meet and greet in the clubhouse.
With President Trump?
I mean, we're not getting into the politics.
No, don't watch it. He's the president of the United States. The Yankees welcomed him. He accepted, and players seemed pretty happy.
Had a relationship with the Steinbrenners, Randy Levine. So the Yankees responded well, whatever. I'm not getting into the politics here. We don't do that on this show, as you know, if you listen
to 9/11, by the way.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's 9/11.
It's the president on 9/11 in New York. You know, I was thinking about that too, driving home, BT. Like, we talked about it yesterday, you know, obviously with the 9/11, but, and we were talking about it maybe a big picture. I know here in New York, but really, I don't know. I can't say what it's like outside of the city. Because I don't live, I've never lived outside of the, you know, the New York area, the tri-state area.
Yep.
So I don't know if it still holds the same meaning across the country.
It's a good question.
But here in New York, when you're literally, like I at SNY, I work at Four World Trade Center.
You're right there.
I'm walking around there. To get to work yesterday after I leave here, I take the subway over, they get up. I'm at the World Trade Center.
Yep.
That impacts us in New York differently when we're on the same subways and the same streets and the same tunnels and buildings and bridges. Like, it means a lot more here, sadly, than it should anywhere else because it impacted us the most. We talk about the Mets and the Yankees' impact. I was listening to Susan and Dave on the way home, and Susan was telling her stories of where, like, it's really. I guess my point was that I feel like I was making it a bigger thing. We were talking about just from a bigger perspective, but really in New York is where it really hits home on a constant yearly basis and even day-to-day basis, depending on where you work in the city and are reminded of it.
I mean, it was our Pearl Harbor. I mean, we got hit the hardest, unfortunately, but, you know, I'm sure the memorials, the fields in Pennsylvania. The Pentagon was, right. I mean, there's other places that obviously.
So you think nationally it still holds the same?
You know, I can only go back to where I was, as you know, I was in Detroit, Michigan, working when it happened, and it was strong, and the connection was palpable. Is it going to be, and that's not to judge Michigan or any other states, I don't know that it could ever be as powerful anywhere else than it is here.
Right.
Because of all the brothers and sisters that we lost, our, there's no way.
Did all the sports teams yesterday, you know how sometimes sports teams will follow suit on social media and tweet out, whatever it may be, some kind of message like, this day or we stand with, did everybody tweet out?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, did the Padres put something out? I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Never
forget.
I know the Yankees and the Mets did.
Correct. And the Mets and
the
Knicks, wearing those hats.
And the Jets and the Giants.
That's what I'm saying.
And, yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I'm going to actually search. I'm curious.
It's really
I hope so.
It's really a world thing, certainly a country thing, but specific to this city.
Yeah, there's no question.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call.
All right, we'll get back to those calls here. Football Friday, Yanks and Mets. Hey, congrats, Eric from Oakland, New Jersey. You want a pair of tickets to see Mike Tyson coming to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City on January 23rd. Good job, Eric. So you will have a blast with Iron Mike, with a mic. And it's from our friends at the Hard Rock Hotel, Atlantic City. Tickets going on sale tomorrow, but Eric doesn't need them because he won 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Make sure you tune into Evan and Tiki for another chance to win tickets.
Just to tidy up the last segment, BT, because we're talking about the 9/11, and if it's, you know, 25 years or 24 years later, felt the same outside of New York. And you mentioned, did the Padres do anything? They did on social media acknowledge. So I was like, all right, let's try another team. And I go to the Falcons, and I see that they said happy birthday to Ludacris. And then they retweeted a post that the NFL had saying that today we honor the memory of those who lost their lives on 9/11 and continue to give back there in their honor. So, I mean, I don't know. I would bet that if we went through every single team, I would hope that there's at least a post. So maybe, you know, there is still left. Although I would say that in this particular case, a retweet is not good enough for me.
No, it's not. Yeah. There's no way it's good enough. I mean, listen, I mean, yeah. I don't need to rant and rave that's about something that's so sacred like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, there should not be an urging of the league or just hitting enter and retweeting. Like, just take 30
Common
seconds.
Sense, dude. Build a graphic.
Come on. Have somebody build a graphic. Take 30 seconds to write out. Show some empathy, show some connectivity to those who have lost their lives and those affected. Show some respect, man.
Well, that's my point. 9/11, it should be, it's definitely felt in New York every year. We know that. We know the feel of that day.
Yep.
I don't believe it's felt everywhere else, which was kind of my point before, because if you're in Atlanta, and I'm not trying to pick on the Falcons, it's just a random team that I happen, you know, to be a fan of growing up that I wanted to, let me just check them. And I see them do the graphic for Ludacris, but then retweet an NFL post like, That's not good enough. Every team, everywhere, everybody should be acknowledging it. Now, I myself didn't do it on social media, but I did it here. Like, So I don't want to each their own. But when you're talking about sports teams and feel across the country, I just don't feel like it's the same as it certainly is here, where you had the Mets wearing the hats, Yankees wearing the hats, President Trump going to visit the Yankees.
I love those hats. Yeah. I absolutely love those hats. I saw last night that, and we knew this because he was in the studio the other day, Todd and Jay Horwitz and Leiter and Franco were at, was it Ladder 3? Which one? I always...
Yeah, yesterday was Ladder 3, Engine 12, I believe.
And, yeah, that's right. Ladder 3, Engine 12. And you could tell the I think it's the battalion chief who was on camera. Somebody was on SNY last night where they had some video. Bobby V was there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to leave Bobby out. And the battalion chief, or I think that was his title, very high up, obviously, was getting choked up. And you could see next to him, like, Bobby V was getting choked up. He actually put his arm on the battalion chief's shoulder. Because, you know, what happens is it gets further and further away in the rearview mirror, and it's just easy to move on. But when you know, when somebody like Al Leiter, who could be doing anything yesterday, takes his time, and the other guys,
yeah,
when they go to the firehouse to connect with these men and women who have a hole in their house and their hearts forever, it's a very selfless act, and it's emotional, and it's beautiful. So they could do that, and other professional organizations can't just tweet something respectfully, tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, that maybe it is forgotten to some extent.
Yeah, I guess.
At least outside of the
tri-state
area.
Maybe you're right, yeah.
Real quick, before we take a break, we'll get back to the calls. Reset, down with the King topic of the day. Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver, who is a beast, he's ruled out for week two. So that's a good thing for the Jets not to have him. And then there is one note I wanted to get to on Dable. About Andrew Thomas. I know I can't pull up the exact quote because I had it here.
Is it good or bad?
No,
I'm guessing it's not good.
It's not encouraging is what it is.
Right, so he's not practicing.
Game-time
decision?
Nah. Here we go. This is Pat Leonard's tweet. Brian Daboll says he thinks Darius Slayton will be okay for Sunday versus the Cowboys, but he doesn't commit to any injury or Sunday status decisions on any players before practice. Says Andrew Thomas continues to work, but says nothing definitive there. Pat himself is continuing to be pessimistic about him for Sunday. He also was pessimistic going into week one. You and I were both just like, he's got to play. I mean,
yeah, I know. I remember when Hop kind of jumped in, I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like a lot of news. I fully thought he was going to play. You get the sense he's not going to play. I mean, the Lins Frank disease, that was about to say Lins Frank disease. The Linz Frank injury on a foot, especially when you're that big.
Is it Liz Frank?
Maybe I'm saying. I thought there was an N in there. I might be saying it wrong.
Hoff or Dove? Do you guys know? Can you clarify
that? Dove has no idea.
Liz Frank or Linz Frank, is it?
I thought there was an N in there. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. It's a rough one.
And I still don't know what it means. Is that like a person's name that used to have
No. I think it's the joints in the foot. There's so many little tiny bones in the foot and the feet and the hands. That's what happened to Chin Ming Wong, and it ruined his career. Yeah.
I remember.
He got hurt running the bases in Houston, so what is it?
Dove, you have it for us?
L-I-S-F-R-A-N-C, Liz Frank.
Okay,
I thought it was two words. Here it is, one, no end.
What does it mean exactly?
It involves the displacement or dislocation of the metatarsal bones.
It's the metatarsal, yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Little tiny. It's crazy.
Liz Frank, yeah.
I was saying it wrong, but it's not good. You don't want that for an athlete. It's not like the Achilles, but the Liz Frank is not good.
Especially for a guy that size.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, get back to your calls. More football later on, but obviously the Mets, you can call and vent about them, 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.